Why are so many developers in New York suddenly building projects with exactly 99 apartments? Not 98, not 100, but precisely 99. REBNY's senior data and policy researcher, Henry Perez Tlatenchi, recently spoke to Bloomberg about this trend, and he's here with us now to explain what's going on and what this all means. So why do all of these buildings have exactly 99 units?
Basically, under the new 45X program, there are construction wage requirements that kick in once a project crosses the 100-unit threshold, and then another wage requirement kicks in when a building goes above the 150-unit threshold. So essentially, there is an incentive for projects to be under 100 units, since costs are significantly higher once you do meet these 100-unit thresholds. I don't think that the takeaway from that should be, oh, developers want to skirt around and don't want to pay workers fair wages. It's just a fact of the matter with anything. The economics of building a building does get changed when those requirements kick in. So I think it's important to think of this more as, how is the 45X program designed and how are people responding to it and its policy economics?
So tell me more about 45X.
Yeah, so 45X was basically the state trying to jumpstart housing construction after the previous tax incentive program 421A expired in 2022. So 45X basically brought that back, deeper affordability requirements, but like I was saying previously, also kicked in higher wage requirements once buildings cross a certain unit threshold, particularly in certain parts of the city. So it's great that you're getting more affordable units, but at the same time, that does make the economics harder when you're building a building. Given what we're seeing in terms of these 99-unit buildings, historically speaking, kind of popping up in a way that they never have before, it's clear that the way the 45X program is currently designed, there are a lot of projects and developers who find the economics of it currently something that they can't work with and build under.
So it's sort of an unintended consequence of the legislation. And it wasn't happening under 421A, correct?
It was not happening under 421A. We're actually seeing in the past four quarters, so basically since 485X went into effect mid-June last year, you're seeing the amount of 99-unit buildings be much higher than what we saw in like 16 years prior under the previous 421A program. So it's clear that this is a response to the way the new 45X program has been designed rather than just some anomaly that is because of something else.
Interesting. So what's the concern if developers are building these smaller 99-unit buildings instead of larger ones?
Yeah, I mean, mid-sized buildings are great, especially when they're happening in parts of the city where you want to see mid-sized construction. Not every neighborhood in New York City has to have a 300-unit building. And I think that City of New York, especially with initiatives like the City of Yes, have really tried to make it so every neighborhood is building in a way that makes sense for them. But you do also want to see these larger buildings. And when you do have developers who would normally have the space to build a 400-unit project, now start thinking, oh, what if I cut up these buildings and I build a couple of smaller ones? You are potentially losing a number of units that you could have otherwise had. And I think on an individual building level, that's not an issue. But if you see that on a wide scale, at a time when New York City is unquestionably going through a very severe housing crisis, I think any couple hundred of units there or here becomes a real problem.
So if you had to sum it up, what's one thing that New Yorkers should take away from all of this?
The surge in 99-unit projects is basically a neon light just blinking right in front of us, that the economics of 45X just isn't working right now. And I think no one should be thinking that, okay, 45X isn't working, because it's clear that construction is starting to pick up, but it means that it's not working to the extent that we need it to be working. More people than ever want to live in New York City, which is a great thing, but that also means that you have to have the supply to meet that demand. And the only way to do that is to encourage construction everywhere and in any way possible, especially at a time like this.
If you want to dive deeper into this story, you can check out the full Bloomberg article linked in the show notes. And make sure to subscribe for more Real Talk insights like this. Our show is produced by the Real Estate Board of New York, edited and hosted by Grace Boak, with help from Jason Ryan. Thanks for listening.